This is KNKX. As the Me Too movement continues to shed light on painful stories from women, the careers of the prominent men they accuse have taken a hit. For people in the arts, it's also changed how we view the works they've created. That goes for comedy by Louis C.K. or movies by Harvey Weinstein. And as KNKX youth and education reporter Ashley Gross explains, it's also put high school English teachers in a quandary.
So here's the dilemma. What do schools do with their stacks of books written by this guy?
Hello, my name is Sherman Alexie, and I'm going to read to you from my debut young adult novel, The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian.
Alexie is from the Spokane Indian Reservation. Lots of people have fallen in love with his writing. It's funny and heartbreaking at the same time.
I was born with water on the brain. Okay, so that's not exactly true. I was actually born with too much cerebral spinal fluid inside my skull. But cerebral spinal fluid is just a doctor's fancy way of saying brain grease. And brain grease works inside the lobes like car grease works inside an engine.
Teachers trying to break out of the dead white male canon have used Alexie books a lot. They say kids can relate to his writing about being an outsider in an all-white high school, growing up in poverty, having alcoholic parents. So for many teachers, it was like a punch in the gut to hear this.
Writer Sherman Alexie recently issued a statement after rumors of sexual harassment circulated online. He admitted he had harmed others. He did not give details. But Alexie said, quote, "There are women telling the truth." And he said, "To those whom I have hurt, I genuinely apologize."
So what went through your mind when you heard the allegations about Sherman Alexie?
I'm not going to lie. I was definitely disappointed.
Hope Teague Bowling is an English teacher at Lincoln High School in Tacoma. She opens the door to a walk-in closet next to her classroom.
As you come in the room, you'll obviously notice books are set almost all the way up to the ceiling, and then the sections are set up. So classics, poems, plays, fiction, nonfiction.
There's Julius Caesar, Othello, The Importance of Being Earnest, and stacks of books by Sherman Alexie. The school also has copies of 13 Reasons Why by Jay Asher. He's faced accusations of sexual harassment, which he denies. Teague Bowling says the allegations against popular authors put educators in a challenging spot.
Teachers are facing just this idea of what am I going to teach, and how do I wrestle with these new developments in terms of what somebody who's creating great art is producing. At the same time, do we really want to put them in front of kids? Is this really safe for students to encounter? How are we going to talk about those difficult things?
Teague Bowling says Alexie had become kind of the go-to Native American author. She hasn't been teaching his work in recent years, but she says this is an opportunity to bring in works by other Native writers. Her colleague, Kathy Hanawalt, says she's not ready to give up using Alexie in class.
If his text is powerful and well-written and can provoke conversation, I would like to still use it, and I'd like to help students understand who the author is in that situation and for them to understand that complexity and to help them be critical readers. That's ultimately the goal.
All right, let's look at what we're doing today, why we're doing it. Go ahead and get to Sherman Alexie's text.
So on a recent day, Hanawalt asked her students to discuss an essay by Alexie. It's about how he learned to read from a Superman comic book.
Back here, he just was reading everything from the back of the cereal boxes to like every book in the house.
The point of today's lesson is exploring how a writer's choices affect his or her relationship with readers, including personal choices. So Hanawalt brings up something she never really expected to include in her advanced placement language and composition class.
So the Me Too movement is kind of a word to describe this time and place where more women are coming forward about their experiences with sexual assault, sexual harassment.
She tells the students that women have spoken out against Alexie, saying he used his power to make unwanted sexual advances.
So the question is this: does this matter?
And she asks them, should school still teach his works? Just a note that Lincoln High School allowed us to record the students' conversations on the condition we not use their names.
And he writes books about, like, natives, and, like, that can be a role model to native children. But, like, now it's like, oh, he sexually harassed women, and it, like, brought that down. Like, I don't know, it's just... And being a woman, I don't like stuff that happens like that because, like, it just makes me extremely uncomfortable.
Okay, but I get what you mean. I really get what you mean. But, like, at the same time, like, do they really have evidence on this?
Incorporating the allegations into a lesson is one approach. Other teachers say they're steering clear of Alexi. One sixth grade teacher in New York wrote an essay describing how angry she is at him. She says she's standing by the women of the Me Too movement and removing his book from her class. But is that censorship? It's a tricky question. Abena Hutchful works for the National Coalition Against Censorship. She says Alexi's book, The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian, has repeatedly wound up on the list of most frequently challenged books because of its talk of masturbation and drug use. Her group has defended the book.
Our role is just to ensure that no student is denied access to a resource or denied access to material just because of the viewpoints expressed in them.
But she says the coalition takes a more nuanced stance about teachers who want to replace their books by authors facing Me Too allegations. She says if there's a thoughtful process of re-examining the curriculum, and as long as the school still has the books available if students want them, that's not censorship.
We think that every school district should have discretion over what they teach, and if they choose to modify their curriculum to reflect other voices and to reflect new experiences, we encourage that.
Alexi didn't respond to emails seeking comment for this story. Kathy Hannawalt of Lincoln High School says her aim is to help the students learn how to analyze these questions themselves. Can you read the works in isolation? Or do the accusations against the author detract from his or her message?
That's ultimately the goal, that they are critical readers, and that as they go through life, they're going to be in situations where they'll have to assess the credibility of a speaker. And so that's really the skill I'm teaching.
Another teacher says students can learn something else from these Me Too allegations against popular authors. There are repercussions for your actions. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.